A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zeb Ben Chava Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the accelerating momentum that we're seeing in our ad campaign to reach Israeli Jews with our message. More and more Israeli Jews are seeing our message. I want to share some interesting statistics with you, some interesting numbers with you from that campaign, and also share a couple of stories about how that campaign is actually affecting people. So that's the first subject. The second subject, Donald Trump's false accusations are backfiring. He's making conservatives and Republicans look bad. He's saying that Barack Hussein Obama wiretapped his phones during the campaign, something which didn't happen. There are many terrible things that Obama did, and instead of going after him on the terrible things which Obama did do, he's going after Obama on silly false accusations, so he's making Obama look like a victim and making conservatives and Republicans look ridiculous. Anyway, first let's start off with our ad campaign in Israel. Since we started a major ad campaign in early December, tens of thousands of Israeli Jews have gone to our videos, mostly as a result of the ad campaign. Some have gone just because our videos are appearing on YouTube and through the natural search engine. But the vast majority have gone because of the ad campaign. Tens of thousands of new views for our videos, thanks to this ad campaign. So tens of thousands of Israelis are exposed now to our message. And that's only a small minority, though, of the Israelis who've seen our ads. You see, the ads appear on the YouTube pages and other social media pages of Israeli Jews. The ads are only limited to Israel. You can limit the ads geographically by country. You can say, I only want my ads to appear only in Israel, and that's what we've done. And only for Hebrew-speaking people, and that's what we've done. But the ads that have appeared, you have a headline with our message, and people see our ads and see our organization. Even if they don't click on the ad and don't respond to the ad, they're seeing the ad. More and more people are seeing the ads. Over 600,000 Israeli Jews have seen our ads since early December. Now, most of them have not clicked on the ads. Most people don't respond right away when they see an ad. They don't respond right away and say, yes, I'm going to go to this. I want to be part of this. Most people don't do that. That doesn't happen. If you get a 1% return when you put out a mailing, for instance, or when you do emailings, or when you do other types of advertising, 1% return is considered to be extremely strong. We've gotten much more than that. Tens of thousands of Israeli Jews, tens of thousands, have gone to our videos since early December. And over 600,000, which is more than one-tenth of the total Jewish population of Israel, Israel's Jewish population is 6 million Jews. One-tenth of Israel's Jewish population has seen our ads. So we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people are seeing at least the headlines, even if they don't click on it right away. They're seeing the headlines, they're seeing our message. Even if it's just a one-line message, they're seeing that. Hundreds of thousands seeing that. And tens of thousands are actually clicking and going to the videos and actually watching the videos and watching the messages. That's beginning to be a pretty large number. Of course, it's not, we want millions. We want every Jew in Israel to be exposed to us and to get the full exposure so that they could have the counter message to all the lies that are being spread. That's our real goal. But still, The numbers that we're getting are pretty serious numbers. In a country the size of Israel, only 6 million Jews, tens of thousands have watched our videos, hundreds of thousands have seen our ads. That's not bad. That's not bad. We're beginning to pick up momentum. We're beginning to have more and more people see our campaign, a larger and larger percentage of Israeli Jews. Now, I'm seeing this even with Israelis that are in the United States, Israeli tourists that are here, or Israelis who live in the United States who were in Israel recently, or for whatever reason, they saw the ads. And these Israelis who are in the United States can't even see the ads because the advertising is limited only to Israel. And yet, I'm meeting Israelis who are stopping me in the street. I'm meeting Israelis who are stopping me in shul, stopping me in the street. Shul is a synagogue. Stopping me in the street and saying, Ata Chaim ben Pesach, Yo Chaim ben Pesach. Ani roeh et hasirtonim shelcha. I see your videos. I see you on YouTube. I see you on Facebook. I see you on Twitter. More and more Israelis are stopping me and saying that, especially young ones, because most of our audience are young Israelis. And mostly, again, religious Jews are much more likely to see it, are much more likely to come to us than non-religious Jews. Right-wing Jews, of course, more than left-wing Jews. So we have a certain category, the type of people we want to reach, the target audience, they are seeing it. More and more people are stopping me. This week alone, three times I was stopped. I was stopped once in the supermarket. I was stopped once in shul. People in shul, Israelis in shul, told me that they saw my videos. In the supermarket, an Israeli woman came up and said, I recognize you. I recognize your videos. I just saw your video a couple of weeks ago. And then in the street, Israeli tourists walking down the street stopped me. So this is becoming quite a phenomenon here. And again, these are signs of a successful campaign because our videos and our message stand out. It's not like your ordinary message. Our message is something that nobody else dares to say. So I'm encouraged by that. And I think because of that, you see a defensive posture, a growingly defensive posture by the phony politicians in Israel who are trying to defend their right flank because we're attacking them from the right. We're attacking Netanyahu. We're attacking Bennett. We're attacking Lieberman. We're attacking all these phony right politicians from the right. And so they're trying to defend their credentials on the right now more and more because they see that they're under attack. They see that they're under siege. For instance, I'll just give you an example. Aryeh Deri, the head of the Shas party. We did a video on him. Aryeh Deri was the one, he and the Shas party were the ones that made possible the Oslo agreements where Israel met with the Arab Hitler, Yasser Arafat, and the PLO terrorists, invited 80,000 terrorists into Israel, started giving up Jewish land. They started the whole horrible, nightmarish process here of giving up land in Judea and Samaria. And at the time, when this was happening, when the Oslo process and all of this was happening, of course, we of course were active and were trying to condemn what Arafat was doing. Shas was the only so-called religious party that joined the Rabin Peres government and was part of the government and voted in favor of the government that was giving us Oslo. They supported Rabin and Peres and supported Oslo and supported Arafat and supported giving away Jewish land. Shas called themselves a religious party. They're religious, those political prostitutes. Anyway, they called themselves a religious party. And they were supporting Israeli national suicide because they were being bribed. They were getting money for their so-called yeshivas. And in the end, Aryeh Deri, the head of the party, went to prison for bribery and corruption charges, spent 3 years in prison on bribery and corruption charges. As soon as he got out, he again became involved in politics. He's now again the head of the Shas party, and again he's the interior minister. So we did a video on him, for instance, where when Harav Ovadia Yosef, who was their spiritual leader, died, passed away several years ago. Aryeh Deri did commercials on television showing him crying over the death of Harav Ovadia. Harav Ovadia was beloved by Shas followers and Shas supporters. So you see Deri going, Maran, Maran, you know, supposedly crying over the death of Harav Ovadia. But we found out in the studio that actually Aryeh Deri was unable to bring himself to cry. The only way he was able to cry was they cut an onion And he used an onion to bring tears to his eyes. And so we exposed this. We showed articles and we exposed this in our video showing that what a phony debt he is. And I went on that video and I said, "You dirty, corrupt, lying, thieving fraud. You supported Arafat. You supported Oslo. You supported giving away Jewish land. You supported the terrorists who are murdering men, women, and children. You vile traitor. You extreme left traitor masquerading as a religious Jew." I mean, I really gave it to him in the video. And we showed the articles that even when he claims to be crying for their spiritual leader who passed away, even that was phony. He used an onion. They actually sliced an onion and he used an onion to start crying with an onion there. We just put the video up. We already have 3,500 views on the video. We just put the video up and they're screaming and yelling, "How dare you say this about Aryeh Deri, his supporters?" But most Israeli Jews who see the video are agreeing with us and saying, "Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. He's a complete fraud." That's just one of the videos. I'm just giving you an example of the type of videos we've been putting up. I mean, there's so many others. And generally speaking, we're getting like several thousand views per video. Like this one got 3,500, the one I just told you about, the onion and Aryeh Deri got that 3,500 views. I could tell you about another one from the difference of the 1967 war and the Israeli army in the 1967 war versus the Israeli army today. We did a video on, just so many subjects that are so important. And as I mentioned to you, tens of thousands have gone to these videos and have visited these videos since the campaign started in early December. And hundreds of thousands have seen our ad campaign. In other words, they'll see titles like Aryeh Deri uses onion or is helped by onion to pretend to cry for Rav Ovadia. You know, they'll see the headline even if they don't click on the video. They're still seeing the headline. They're still seeing an ad that can influence their thinking. And it says in parenthesis, Chaim ben Pesach from the Jewish Task Force in Hebrew. A Jewish Task Force in Hebrew is Koach Mesima Yehudi. So these are the type of things people are seeing, and it's catching people's attention. And more and more people, more and more Israelis are becoming familiar with us. A lot of Israelis still have no idea who we are. A lot of Israelis haven't seen it. A lot of Israelis still have no idea who we are. But an increasing number are becoming familiar with our message. So that's just a little bit of good news. I think exciting news that's developing, and let's hope this campaign continues to gain momentum. And the more you support us, the more people we can reach, the more advertising we can do, and the more Israeli Jews we can reach with our message. So we need your support. We need everybody to help us, help promote our videos, help promote our sites, help promote our main pages, help us in every way, and certainly help us financially. The more you help us, the more you send to us financially, again, the more people we can reach with our advertising campaign. So I wanted to share that with you. I think the statistics are encouraging, and I think that, you know, what I'm beginning to see in terms of people coming up to me even on the street and saying, you know, Israelis here coming up to me on the street and saying they recognize me from the videos. This is a sign that things are picking up in Israel. Let's hope that it leads to something good. I don't know in the end how much of an impact it will have. A lot of it depends on how many people we reach. I don't know. I can't be certain in the end. But I do think, one thing I am sure about, it can't hurt, that's for sure. And it can only help. And it's a message that has to be told. And again, the more people see the message, I do think it influences their thinking. Even the people that I meet, the Israelis that I meet that see the video, say to me, start repeating some of the things we're saying in the videos. There are no Palestinians, they start telling me. I didn't say a word, they start telling me, oh, there are no Palestinians. And there are, you know, start repeating the message that we're giving in the video. So that can only be good. You know, we just put one up on foreign aid, on why foreign aid hurts Israel, American foreign aid hurts Israel, and why Israel shouldn't have it anymore. And I see young Israeli Jews saying things which you never, never heard. All the Israeli Jews before we started this campaign were all saying we need foreign aid. Without America, we can't survive. We have to have it. Now, I'm seeing people, after they see our videos, saying, you know, really, do we really need this? Does this really help us? Actually, there's probably some of them be convinced that this actually, convinced by our message, that this actually hurts Israel. So I wanted to share that with you because I thought you would enjoy hearing about that, and we'll continue, of course, to tell you about whatever progress develops on that front. Here in the United States, Donald Trump. You know, now he's saying that Barack Hussein Obama wiretapped his phones during the campaign, which didn't happen. The FBI, the CIA, the various intelligence agencies that Trump accuses Obama of getting them to wiretap him, that didn't happen. Obama is a traitor to the United States. He's a Muslim, Jew hater, a white hater, and a traitor. He is a vicious, evil person who should be exposed for all the evil crimes he has committed. And he has committed evil crimes against America and against the free world. There's no question about it. But instead of exposing him on the real things that he's done that are terrible, the horrible things he's done that are terrible, helping Muslim terrorist Iran develop nuclear bombs, helping Muslim terrorist countries, helping spread Islamic terrorism around the world, instead of exposing him on the real terrible things that he has done, which should be exposed, Trump is making false accusations, which are going to be proven false, which are being proven false. And what he's doing is he's making Obama look like an innocent victim. When it's proven false, then Obama looks like he's innocent and he's been framed. Trump does this with everybody. This is a process that's going on. For instance, the illegal aliens coming to the United States, they're all now victims. You see pictures of them and they're all victims and it's terrible what Trump wants to do to them. He's turning them into heroes among the majority of the American people. I'm not talking about among Trumpsters. The majority of the American people who did not have a favorable view of them before now are developing a favorable view of them because they're being turned into victims because Trump is not handling this well. The same thing, by the way, with the Muslims. How many people were defending the Muslims before Trump became president? You had the Muslim terrorist attacks and the Muslims were getting a very, very bad reputation because of all the terrorism, all the violence, all the murder, all the genocide. They slaughter millions of their fellow Muslims. If this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters, imagine what they would do to us if they got the chance. And so they were getting terrible, terrible, terrible press, a terrible reputation. Trump becomes president. Now he turns the Muslims into victims. Now the Muslims, he makes them look good by comparison, God forbid. Which is, of course, obscene. But he enables the media to turn them into victims because he mishandles issue after issue after issue. You don't make accusations against people that cannot be proven, especially when you're president of the United States. You just don't tweet out wild, crazy accusations. And he tweeted out a storm of accusations that were false. And in the end, he's making truly evil people like Obama and Hillary Clinton, he's making them look good. Because it's going to be proven that this was not done. And that Trump is making this up. And he's making unproven accusations and false accusations. And so in the end, conservatives and Republicans in general are going to be tarred with the reputation. Oh, you just make things up. You just smear people. You live in an alternative world with alternative facts. Remember they were saying they're going to create alternative facts, which is ridiculous. There are real facts in the world. There are no alternative facts. There are real facts. There is real objective truth in the world. And it is the conservatives who have that objective truth, and truth and justice and morality is on the side of the right, of the real right. But Trump has distorted all of that, and so he's making us look awful. And he's turning the most evil people into victims. And in the end, I'm telling you, it's going to hurt this country badly. It's going to be a very bad, painful situation for this country. In the end, he's doing more harm on certain subjects, in certain areas. He's doing more harm than a left-wing Democrat could do. A left-wing Democrat, at least we would be fighting the left-wing Democrat. At least the Republican Congress would resist and we'd be fighting. Just look at the amnesty issue. According to reports coming out, the reports are that he's going to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens, the Dreamers and others, and all types of, he's going to use all types of excuses to legalize millions of the illegals, something which Obama was unable to do. He's going to wind up being able to do what Obama was unable to do for the illegals, despite all the rhetoric and all the tough talk and all the other bravado that has led to nothing. He's accomplished nothing as president. Anyway, you'll see. You'll see. And by the way, you self-hating Jews that support Trump, despite the fact that he's publicly telling Netanyahu not to build any settlements, he's publicly telling Netanyahu you're not allowed to build, and I want you to stop, and publicly pressuring Netanyahu, something that if Obama had done that or anyone else had done that, all of you would be screaming. You self-hating Jewish pigs who continue to support Trump despite that. You're going to answer for that. You're going to answer for that. Okay? His policies on Israel are no better than Obama's, and in some cases, even worse. So, another week, and we're continuing to bring our message to people. It's a controversial message. Well, you know, if something isn't controversial, it's not important. It's not important to bring a message of, let's have tea for lunch today. That's our message. That's not important. A message that doesn't bother or ruffle feathers or bother somebody is not an important message. If you know you're not bothering somebody, your message is not important. Not that you look out to bother people, of course, but you know that that's going to be the end result if you're telling the truth, because a lot of people in this generation are evil. We have to tell the truth. Someone has to tell the truth. In Israel, we are a voice of truth. That we on many subjects, we're the only ones saying what we're saying. And even in the United States, when we come from we are exposing what we're exposing to the right of Trump, not to the left of him, but to the right of him. It's a truth that should be told. Let's fight together. Let's work together as a team. Together we can change history. Lately, I'm seeing more and more signs that we're reaching more people. And I think we have a shot at having an impact that God willing, can change things for the better. Help us so that we can have a big enough impact to prevent catastrophe in Israel and to bring the truth to the people of Israel. With God's help. Be'ezrat Hashem. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.